Members of the media here, how are you feeling about the game and how are you feeling about who's going to play quarterback for you guys this week?
I think for us it's just important to get rolling. You know, I think our staff does, you know, a great job of moving on for these short weeks and trying to prepare for a team and really getting, you know, we came in here yesterday and they got us a ton of information right away. And I think that really helps us as players because in a normal week, you know, we got days to go over stuff, but, you know, you need it right away. And our coaching staff, you know, I don't even know if they've slept, you know, coming back from opening week to, you know, flying all the way back, then getting ready for Miami, and then now another short week. So I think that was big for us as players, just to have stuff to go over at home and, you know, try to get ahead and get prepared for Thursday. And, you know, quarterback-wise, is whoever plays, you know, they'll be ready, they'll be prepared, and we'll just go out there and play.
So for Jacoby, do you feel like this is a exam week and all of a sudden you woke up, oh, my God, my finals this morning and you just got a cram?
No, I mean, one thing, you know, if you play here, you know, Bill says in the beginning of the year, you know, this is not college, it's not a four-year scholarship. Each week you need to come in here and prepare and practice and be out there like you're out here playing for a job. And, you know, that's the attitude here. And, you know, I think he's been preparing and been doing everything he has to do like everyone else on the team.
Devin, what are your thoughts on his performance so far, going way back to the beginning of the camp to now and his progression as a quarterback?
Oh, he's playing well, but like I always say, I'm no quarterback coach. I don't really have the tools to grade a quarterback. You know, I think he's like every other young player that's come in here. Been eager to learn and excited about being here and just trying to get better.
Devin, is it actually good that you play in, like, in 3 days after, you know, especially second half of the Miami game, just to forget about what had happened and just move on to this game?
We'll see. You know, as long as we play well, then that means it's good. So, but, you know, I think these short weeks have an advantage of, you know, when, you know, hopefully you don't get too banged up on Sunday, you get right back out there and you can play a game, and then, you know, you get a little extra time off going into the next game. So, you know, I think Matty P and our defense coach, they always talk about just putting everything you got into being ready to go Thursday and then having time off after. So I think it's a mentality and understanding how to prepare for this game more than anything to try to go out there and execute. Obviously, it's not normal, so you know, having the blueprint kind of laid out by the coaches gives us a little advantage.
And you've seen Brock Osweiler, of course. What kind of threat does he bring, you know, to that offense?
Same way when we played him last year in Denver. A guy that's mobile enough to move around and make plays with his legs. He had a play against Chicago where he escaped like three tackles and able to pick up, I think, 15 to 20 yards on a scramble play. And then obviously he has a huge arm, you know. One thing, as soon as you turn on their film, you see they're getting the ball down the field. You know, the Fuller and Hopkins, 40, 50, 60 yards down the field, they're throwing it and letting it go. So that's probably the easiest way to lose a game, you know, let a quarterback just drop back and throw the ball over your head. So that's going to be a huge challenge for us. You know, obviously Hopkins has been one of the top receivers for the last couple of years in the NFL, and Fuller's been a guy that's come out, you know, as a rookie in back-to-back 100-yard games. So we're going to have our hands full, and, you know, being in secondary, that's our first challenge right there. You know, if we don't stop that, we don't give the rest of the defense a chance to play well on Thursday.
Now that you've been able to watch film of last week, what was it about that second half that allowed the Dolphins to get so many yards, score so many points?
Well, we didn't play well. You know, I think it was, you know, obviously a short week. We had to move on quick, so it was just you didn't play well. We, like always, watch the film and try to fix some things that can come up Thursday and help us going forward, and then just moving on.
You don't care to disclose what some of those things would be, do you?
No, we don't got time for that. We got a game on Thursday.
Coach always talks about how you got to have a lot of respect for the team. It's an old mantra for him. They're great, good in all three aspects of the game, and yet the Texans have had a lot of problems here at Gillette. They've never won. Does that give you any added little boost, or is it something you got to set aside?
No, I don't pay attention to that because, I mean, right now they're 2-0. You know, they've gone out there, played two tough games and got victory. So I think that has to be the focus, how they're playing right now. You know, how many times they've come in here and got a win really doesn't matter. You know, I think our focus just has to be the team we're playing now, the 2016 Texans, and being prepared for them.
Thursday is Vince Wilfork's first game back here in Foxborough since he left a few years ago. For you, obviously, you were close with him. What was his presence here? What did that do for your growth as kind of a professional and a player in this league? How important was his mentorship for you?
I was a big help. I mean, Vince is, you know, a good friend of mine. He taught me a lot, you know, about being a leader, about preparation, being a true professional in this league. So, you know, I think having his voice in, you know, teaching me and always talking to me about life and playing football and also off the field, you know, has really helped me become the player I am.
Is it still strange to kind of see him in a different uniform? I know you guys faced him last year, but is it weird to see
him? It's the NFL, you know. I have a twin brother. I didn't think I ever see him in another uniform playing against him. So after that, you know, everything else kind of normal.
Close, much attention has to be focused on Hopkins' speed.
Yeah, I mean, he's a vertical guy, gets down the field. But I think the biggest thing he does is just catch the ball. You know, I don't care for defenders on top of him, jumping with him. If there's two guys jumping with him, he does a great job of just locating the football and being up to go up in traffic and get it. You know, I think, you know, we played him towards the end of the season last year and we got to watch a whole year's worth of really top 10 highlight plays of, you know, guys being there in coverage and him just going up and getting the football. So we've talked a lot this week. It's not really – it's important to be there, but it's more important to make a play and get the ball out. You know, guys are there on him in coverage, but – he somehow comes down with the ball, whether it's deep, whether it's in cuts, comebacks. He does a great job. He has great hands, just able to go out there and pluck the ball out of the air.
Kevin, how much does the addition of Will Fuller help or make it more difficult for you guys to defend?
He creates and deserves attention. You know, you can't just worry about Hopkins. You know, you do that and he'll burn you for 2 30-50-yard bombs, you know, so if you watch throughout the preseason in the first two games, he's been the guy that's been able to get vertical and get behind the defense and has big catches for them, you know. So you can see they have design plays to get him the ball and let him use his speed and even, you know, throwing him quick screen plays and it makes a guy or two miss and goes to the end zone. So it's always hard when you got two vertical threats out there because you got to respect both of them. You can't be out there just worried about one guy going deep and, you know, you shut that down, will the other guy beat you going deep 3 or 4 times? So it forces the secondary to really be on top of their game across the board.
You have been asked a lot about distractions over the years and everything else. You guys block all that stuff out. But more so maybe bumps in the road when it comes to, you know, what happens with you guys and even what happens Sunday with Jimmy and then Brissett coming in. Why are you guys so good at handling those bumps in the roads? Is it complete faith in Bill and Matt Patricia and Josh? What is it about you guys that just enabled you to keep winning?
I just think it's complete belief and faith in us as a team. You know, I think as players, you know, Bill always says the coach is coach, but the players have to go out there and play. So when you're on a team and you believe everybody's out there trying to work and trying to get better and everybody wants to play here, so when guys get the opportunity, you believe they've been waiting for this. So it doesn't matter what happens. You know, I think we all understand what do we have to do to win. You know, I think sometimes you worry about so many other things that really don't translate or have anything to do with winning, and that throws you off. And I think here we try to focus on what do we have to do to win. So no matter what happens, it's always a clear-cut message. When we came in here yesterday and moved on to the Texans, Bill stood up there in the meeting, and we need to do this to win. And I think that becomes a focus throughout the week. You know, this is what we need to do to win. If it's not, if something comes up and it doesn't pertain to those exact things, we got to kind of forget about it and move on.
Final question.
How much maybe is trust a big word with you guys, too? Maybe if you talk about Bill getting up there and saying, hey, we got to do this, 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 and to win, but then looking at each other and saying, hey, we got to have faith in each other to pick each other's up, their backs up as plays develop.
Yeah, I think that's huge. And, you know, for us, that starts in April. You know, you come up here and guys are working out together. You go through OTAs, you go through training camp. We do a ton of things together. We're in this building, you know, 12, 13 hours a day. You know, you build trust in guys. You go out there, you practice hard, and guys do it on the practice field, and you know they can do it in the game. You know, we can't go out there and play a bunch of games per week, but, you know, you go out there and you practice hard and you execute at a high level. You know, I believe that you can go do that in the game. And I think, you know, the effort and the time we put into being able to be prepared and practice carry over to the game.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.